Okay. We are up to the exact beginning of your Daled Amud Beis. We had a machloikus yesterday if the person went from his Naziris to his son's Naziris, he became Tamei during his son's Naziris, does it cancel his? Because he took a break. He did 20 days of his Naziris, switched over to his son's, then went back to his, became Tamei during his son's. So his son's have to be redone. Does he have to start his over again? Rabbi Eichelin said yes. And Rish Lakish said no. We now have a similar machloikis, but to understand this machloikis, we have to lay down some facts. What we're going to learn later in the Masechta, based on Sukkim, is that if a Masechta, now remember, this is important, a Nazir who becomes Tamei Meis has to start Naziris again. A Nazir who becomes a different Tuma, about Keri, he doesn't cancel his Naziris. Tuma doesn't cancel Naziris. Tumas Meis cancels Naziris. And the other form of Tuma, Sheretz, Nevela, Balkeri, Zav, doesn't cancel Naziris. However, Taras comes to Mitzayra. It also doesn't cancel Naziris. But during the days of Taras, it doesn't count towards his Naziris. So if he becomes a Mitzayra and the Taras lasts 24 days, and I just made that up, during those 24 days, he can't count the tours in Naziris, but he picks up where he left off after the days of Taras. Doesn't have to start again from day one. And during those 24 days, he has the halachas of a Nazir. Doesn't count, but he can't take a haircut. Well, he does for Taras. He's going to have to take a haircut, but that's a mitzvah. But he can't stop taking a haircut. He can't drink wine. Can't be Matamei Lameis. What if he became a tummy mate in the middle of the days of Taras? So now, he took a break. He didn't want to take this.
Just Taras, you don't start again. But it doesn't count towards...
Exactly.
Just like Zav or Keri any different?
Zav and Keri different because the tumas are less long. It cancels the day. It doesn't cancel, but don't count the day of the tumma. One day, I think that's what it is. We'll learn later. I think the Rush here says one day. So we'll see it in the Rush. But so the guy became a Mitzayra. And then he became Tamei in the middle of the days of his Taras. Tamei Meis in the middle of the days of Taras. He's already Tamei. He's a Tamei Mitzayra. But now he became Tamei Meis. Does he have to start the Naziris over again? On the one way of looking at it, he's in the middle of the Naziris. On the other hand of looking at it, the Naziris has taken a break. The Naziris is on hold. Very similar to the machlokes of the guy that became Tamei middle of his kid's Naziris. Does it cancel his Naziris because his Naziris took a break? We had a machlokes of Rabbi Eichon and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Eichon said it cancels his Naziris, Rish Lakish says it doesn't. Here we have a story that he took a break because of Taras, not because of his kid's Naziris, but he took a break because of Taras, and he became Tamei Meis in the middle of his Naziris, but not during Naziris, if I'm explaining myself well enough. Because he doesn't have Naziris now. It can't count. But on the other hand, he is in the middle of Naziris. He did 20 days before. He'll do days after to finish it off. Now he's on a holding pattern. He's not counting towards Naziris. But it didn't ruin his first part of Naziris. But he became Tamei Meis in the middle.
Yeah, when we get Taras.
When one gets Taras.
No,
yeah, you said when you. When one gets Taras, very. Gemara Shvuah says a person should be very makpada. Yes.
Once there's 5 to 6 to 6.
Yeah, what you said.
What you said, you
mean if you session ended at 6.
Okay, it's not Mustard to Gemara and Shvuah.
Right.
Gemara and Shvuah said that Amira quoted a pasuk where it says you, man. And the Amira, his Rebbe told him, you don't quote the pasuk that way. You change the pasuk to mean when one, not when you. Now, we don't do it by psukim, but you see from that Gemara that you have to be very careful. Next.
Sure, whatever. So we can't use the collective you.
No. When one.
What? So the only thing, but he's in Taras, all the halakhas of Taras of Zira still stay?
Yes. Except the haircut business, he's going to have to take a haircut at the end.
But except the counting.
Right. He's in hold. He's in a holding pattern. So Nitma be made Tzarata. He became Tamei during his days of Tzaraas. The Blechon Amir Seitzer, got to do his Naziris over again. Rishlakish Amir Seitzer. The Blechon Amir Seitzer is up in Naziris Koi. He's in the middle of his Naziris. Shlakish Amir Seitzer, Tzaraas Lekhoi, the Naziris Lekhoi. He's not within his Naziris because the bottom line is he's in the middle of Tzaraas and it doesn't count. Dr. Rush. Let me hit the first rush on the Amid Beis. I don't know where you have it. I have it at the first rush on the Amid Beis. Nitma b'meit Tzaratoi. Amar Hareini Nazir Me'ayayim. The guy said he's a Nazir for 100 days. V'hischul l'mnois, he started counting. V'nitztara, and he became a Metzairah. V'amina l'kaman, the Me'chalutai Einam Eilam. The days when he's a Metzairah Chalut, which means a definite Metzairah, a Metzairah that's treated completely locked, out of the machna, out of three machnas, and he has to do fria and prima and bring kabanas at the end. Don't count. Right. The guy made him seisrim, but they don't undo. Ukshatir mitziratai, and when he becomes tar, yigalach, the yavi carbon, who have to take a haircut and bring kabanas of mitzira, mitziratai. The yashlim yamei nazirus yahipstik, but then he'll complete his nazirus. Rabbi Yechon Amar Seitzer, Naziris Arichtahu, they add the word Naziris Arichtahu, that's the second time. Meaning, he did became tummy before he finished. It's a long Naziris. A long Naziris with days that don't count. Similar, again, very similar to the case before. He's a Nazir, he turned into his kid Nazir. So he's in a long Naziris, even though it doesn't count towards his own Naziris. There's a similarity here. They have to argue in both cases. I would not figure out one from the other. The Imamach Kamaisa, if we would only say it in the case of the kids Naziris, because Shem Naziris Achasi, he's in the middle of a Naziris. So therefore, a Naziris, really, even though it's not his Naziris, but it's a continual Naziris, therefore it makes sense to say, like Rabbi Yechanan, that once you Seitzer all Naziris. Abu Baha, but by Tzaraas, the Nazir Lechon with Tzaraas Lechon. He's in Tzaraas, he's out of Nazir, so to speak. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon would agree. If you only said it by Tzaraas, I would say Baha Kamar Rishlakish, because he's not in Naziris. Abu Baha, but in the case of the kids Naziris with one Naziris happy family, Amen by the Lechon Rabbi Yechon. Tzricha, that's why they have to argue in both cases. Dr. Rush. You have to say the machlokes by both of them. Okay? Now we move on to the next shaila. Nitma b'yoyim gidul sar. Okay? Zuck the rush. Rush will explain this better than I can, so let's do the rush. I didn't need this. Nitma b'yayim gidul sar. They became tamei on b'yayim gidul sar. Zog the rush. Because a stam nazir, shenitztara, a stam nazir who became a mitzaira. Or b'yayim taras demigaleach, or maybe kurbanosov. And the day he finishes his taras, he takes a haircut and brings his kurbanos. The tzarech limnais oi lam b'yayim l'gidul sar. Now, he has to have another 30 days to bring his carbon Naziris, because you need 30 days of hair growth. So let's say he was a Nazir for 40 days, and he became a Nazir and Mitzayra on day 20. Now he finishes his Tzaraas, he only has 20 days left. He just took a haircut. He can't bring Korbanos Nazir until he has a full 30 days worth of growth of hair. He doesn't have that.
What do you mean on the day he grows?
We haven't finished yet. No questions yet. Again, let's just set the halacha. The guy became a Tzaraas in the middle. After he finishes Tzaraas, he takes a haircut, which automatically requires that he can't bring his Kabbalah Naziris for another 30 days, because you need a minimum of 30 days hair growth to bring Kabbalah Naziris. So here is a guy that doesn't have 30 days left, so we expend his Naziris. We make him keep Naziris till he brings his Karbanis. So here is a guy, he finished his days of Naziris. He did 20 before the Tzaraas. He did 10 after the Tzaraas. But that's not good enough because he has to wait another 20 days to bring a haircut. What if he becomes tamei during those 20 days? He finished 30 days of Naziris. But it had to be extended because of his requirement to have 30 days of hair by the time he brings his Karbanis.
Now that extended, he has all Hilchos Naziris with him.
He has to keep them. The question is, now if he became tamei meis, does it destroy his Naziris? Or he can say, I finished my Naziris. This is an extension. Extensions don't have the halacha of Seisar.
The other halacha that does have, right?
L'chatchila. You're not allowed to have time of the
base. It's not another. You just have to keep that base.
Well, he can't have to keep all the halachas of Naziris.
Well,
that's, again, what does that mean? Okay, now we're playing words. For all practical purposes, he's a Nazir. The question now becomes, if it became tamei during those 30 days, is he like a Nazir that has to start all over again? Or do we say the bottom line is he did it, Naziris, these are extensions, and during the extension it doesn't happen. That's Yom Gidlo Sar. Now it says it's singular, but the truth is it doesn't make a difference if it's one extra day or 29 extra days.
That's Gidlo Sar.
The Gidlo Sar is to have the hair growing. Let's read the Rashi again.
That's why it doesn't say you may?
So that's a different story why it doesn't say you may. We'll see. But it's the idea is the same. That's what I'm trying to say. Nitma b'yayim gidlu tzara. Konstan nazir shen tzara. What happens to a nazir is, b'yayim taras v'megaleich v'mevi karbonaisav. Now, the truth is, he takes two haircuts as a mitzairah. One at the end of his taras, then he becomes 7 days, he has to wait again, and take a haircut on the end of seventh day, and bring his karbonas. There's two haircuts there. But that's not a geyas.
Why?
Because it makes no difference now. It's the end of the haircuts. He has to wait 30 more days. That's
okay,
what we're interested in.
At the end of the second haircut.
Yeah, second haircut. Exactly. The Tzarek Limnais, Oid Lama Jain, Begitul Star, he needs an extra 30 days. He said, Taglachas, Pumpkin Lama Jain. No haircuts, less than 30 days. The Chainim Gohu Listim. The same thing is true for Getzerah. In the middle of his Naziris, a bunch of Goyim got a hold of him and cut his hair off. So now, here's the poor guy. He's a Nazir. The Goyim got a hold of him and cut his hair off. He's got to wait 30 days. But he can't bring the Karbonos till 30 days of hair growth. And the reason we picked that case, we don't want the guy to do an Aveira and cut his own hair off. But the same thing is true. If he cut his own hair off, we have to wait another 30 days. But instead of making him do an Aveira, we say a Goy did it to him. Right. Achar Shemana Tzas. Now, in Nitmok, Achash Hishlam Named Yayim, Nizirusai, Kaidam, Shehishlam Yame Gidl Sar, Pligi Ravishmu, Dr. Rush, Vahad the Nakat Beyayim Gidl Sar. Why do we say singular? Ula El Nakat be made Saratai. So you'll tell me we always talk singular? It's not true. Because earlier we say during the days of his Saras. And here we say, the day of Gidl Tzar. Because by Tzaraas, it's impossible to have a one-day Tzaraas, because you automatically have an extra 7 days that you have to count afterwards. So it's always going to be plural. There's always going to be one more than one-day Tzaraas. Right? It's possible to have one day. Therefore, we say one day. Right, he became a mitzvah day one. So all we have to do is count one extra day at the end to have a haircut of 30 days. So therefore, it says Yoyim Gidl Tzar. Makes no difference, but there could be one. By Tzaraas, there can never be one, because a mitzvah automatically has to have 7 days at the end. So it can never be less than eight. So it's a machlokes. Rav Amar Eina Seiser. Now, Rav says it doesn't become Seisar. Now, I'm going to skip two lines of Gemara. I'm going to come back. I'm not skipping Gemara. Shmuel Amar Seisar. Now, the question is, does this have anything to do with the Machloikas we just had between Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish? Whether in middle of Tzaraas or middle of the Naziris of the sun, does it take off all the days or not? Rabbi Yochanan had said that the days of Tsaras are Saiser, the original ones. Rabbi Shlakish had said, we just had this Machloikas, that if he has a Tamei Mason middle, it isn't Saiser. So the Gemara wants to speak out that these two Machloikas are not dependent on each other. Rav says, if he became Tamei during the days of waiting for the hair grow, it doesn't Saiser. Afilu Rabbi Yochanan, Damer Saiser, even Rabbi Yochanan that says that even though he's not a real Nazir, he's in the middle of the days of his Tsaras. He's not a Nazir at this point. He took a break from Naziris. He was a Nazir. He became a Nazira. It doesn't count towards Naziris. And Rabbi Yochanan said it's still Saiser. So why are these extra days any different than that? Again, let's compare the two cases. One case is he was a Nazir. In the middle of his Naziris, he became a Mitzayra. During those Mitzayra days, he's not counting towards Naziris. The guy is a Nazir. He finishes his Naziris days, but has to add on 10 days because he has to let his hair grow. During those 10 days, he's not counting towards Naziris, but he's keeping Hilchas Naziris. During the days of his Tsaras, he's also keeping Hilchas Naziris. In the middle of Tsaras, Rabbi Yochanan says, it undoes the whole thing. In Gidul Tsar, Rav says, it doesn't undo the whole thing. Are they arguing? Would Rabbi Yochanan say that it does undo? Because it's the same situation. You're in the middle of keeping halakas of Naziris, but you're not counting days. You're either not counting days because of Tsaras, or you're not counting days because you finished counting. Would these two machloikasin be the same? Would Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even though you're not counting days in the middle of Tsaras, it undoes the whole thing, say that even though you're not counting days at the end days of Gidul Tsar, it also undoes the whole thing? Doesn't Gemara know? Because there you're in the middle of Naziris. Here you finish Naziris. So therefore it's not comparable. There you're in the middle of Naziris with a break, but you're in the middle of Naziris. Therefore it undoes, does it? Here you finish your Naziris. You're post-Naziris, keeping it because of a side technicality. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rav, maybe. Now, to Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, Damir Saiser, even Rabbi Yochanan who says that in the middle of Tsaras, it does undo the whole thing, he's still in the middle of his Naziris. Gidul Tsar, Mishlam Nazirisu. The case of Rav, he's post-Naziris. He finished his 30 days. It's a technicality that extended it, but it's not really counting because he's finished. Shmuel Amar Saiser. Shmuel says, nope, during the days that the hair grows, if it becomes Tamei Meis, it's got to start all over again. Even according to a Shlunkish that says during the days of Tsaras, it's not Saiser, because Hashem stayed Naziris. Hachachadah is Jerusalem. There it's because he's not in Naziris. It's not the same Naziris. He's either doing his son's Naziris or he's doing Tsaras. Whereas here, he's extending his own Naziris. He's not in any other state. He's not in an other Parsha. He's not in Tsaras. He's not in his son's Naziris. He's in his own extended Naziris. Maybe there, Shlokas would agree, it is Saiser. So they don't have to pick sides in this. That's what the Gemara is pointing out. The Machloikasin are not interdependent. You can hold like Rabbi Yochanan and either agree to Rav or Shmuel, and you can hold like Rish Lakish and either agree to Rav or Shmuel. Dr. Ashi.
I'm in Rush.
I always say, by daf I say Rush, and here I say Rashi. Meaning I don't learn Rashi, but where I do learn Rashi with people, I always say the Rush says. I'm used to both. Right. I don't know what you mean by that. We're just two bars ago that what? No, that's nothing to do with that. We're post 30. He has to wait because of hair. There's the question of when the count is over. The count is definitely over here. This guy finished 30 days of Naziris. He got a certificate. He has counted the 30 days. He's a wonderful man. But due to circumstances, his hair hasn't grown for 30 days. And in order to bring his korbanos to finish Hilchos Nazirus, he has to have hair growth for 30 days. So the technicality extends his thing. He's not counting anymore. Makes no difference how many days it is. He just needs 30 days of hair growth. It can be one day later. It can be 29 days later.
He's drinking wine during that.
No, he's not. All halakhos are continuing.
Except the amount of days for the zeros.
What? Well, the days he doesn't have to count. It's a technicality. He's finished his days. And he wants to count them. Good days. You know what I mean? He doesn't have to count them. There's no need to count them. Nitma B'yam Gidl Sar, we did. I know, I'm trying to figure out what he did the one before. Right. Hasam Shtei Naziris, Shaloi V'sho B'nai, V'chei Naziris L'chud V'tzeras L'chud. There it's separate. Here it's the same extension. That's the Svara we said in Rosh Lakish. That might be here, it is Seisr. Okay, we finished this piece of Gemara. Now we move on to the next piece, which continues this machloikus of Rav and Shmuel, takes it to a different case. And that is, the guy brought his kibbutz. He brought his kibbutz, and he brought his carbon, right? And then, right. He brought his car, but he did not cut his hair off yet. And he became Tamei Meis. Okay. Right. Naziris, and the Gemara is going to get inquired in a minute. The Gemara is going to explain in a minute what it means. The Gemara is going to say it doesn't make any sense. Let me explain this to Machloikas. Let me explain this. And the Gemara is not going to understand it, so people are going to have questions. There's a Machloikas from Eliezer and Rabbanon. When the Naziris ends, Reb Eliezer holds, you bring your kibbutz, one brings their kibbutz, and does a haircut. After he brings at least one carbon, usually he brings three, does a haircut, the hair goes under the shlamim, and then he can go and drink wine. Till the haircut, he's still a Nazir. He has to keep the halakhos of the Naziris. The haircut is the release. No haircut, no release. Rabbanon holds, haircut's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. If he brings his kibbutz, he's good to go. It's a mitzvah for him to take a haircut. If he doesn't take the haircut, no difference. But the habit, it makes no difference. Now, what happened here is, he brought his kibbutz, and before he took his haircut, he became Tamei Meis. Became Tamei Meis. Now what does he do now? What does he do now?
After the Kibbutz.
According to Rabbanon, big deal. Yeah, the Kibbutz is going to say that. That's why I said you're going to have questions that the Gibbutz is going to ask. Yes, they did drink a Saddam. That's all that counts. Everything else not Ma'akev. It did drink his Adam. Come to Gemara. And the Gemara is going to make no sense to us. In fact, it's not going to make sense to the Gemara either. So, let's do the Gemara. I'm Rav Chisda. Hakol Maidim, Shem Kiddush Sar Badam. If he already did drink his Adam, Kiddush Sar means he had the hair on, but he did Dam. Ein Lo Takana. He is finished. Meaning, he'll never be able to do anything anymore. He's stuck. He will never be able to get rid of his Naziris. Because Geluach has to come with Kibbutz. He brought his Kibbutz. He didn't do Geluach. So he stuck being a Nazir forever. Frek to Gemara Liba the Man. Ea Liba the Rabbi Ezer. You hold back Rabbi Ezer. Zametaglach. Kiva Zametaglach as Makeves. Tech Malaysi. But this time. Why can't it be? He still hasn't finished Naziris. He's like during time of Naziris. He's still in the middle of Naziris. Let him start over again and bring a new set of Kabbalahs. His Kabbalahs didn't count because his Kabbalahs need Geluach. He didn't bring Geluach. Why can't he bring a new set 30 days later? He'll redo it because he hasn't finished his Naziris. Like, these are not extra days. This is the last day of his Naziris. This is a regular Nazir. On day 30 or day 31, whenever he brings his Kabbalahs, until he brings his Kabbalahs, he's a Nazir. But according to Eliezer, he has to do Kabbalahs and Geluach. He didn't do it. So start over again. But why is it English Hakana? Why can't he fix this up 31 days later? They say the haircut doesn't mean anything. He brought his kabbalas. He's finished. And for the Gemara, Laila Alibud Rabbanon. My English Hakana of the mitzvahs geluach. All the Rabbanon said he lost his chance to do the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah geluach. He became Tamei Meis. He doesn't start over again. His Naziris is finished. Taking a haircut now is worthless. He's Tommy Mace. So what do you want him to do? Wait 30 days and take a haircut? It's not near his Kabbalahs. He bought his Kabbalahs 30 days ago. He might as well go to the barber and take a haircut. What difference does it make? He has no restrictions. So this guy will not be able to mitzvah him the mitzvah geluach. That's all.
He can't repeat his Naziris and bring the Kabbalahs.
He can't. He's finished his Naziris. He wants to bring a new one. Let him bring a new one.
There's
nothing to do with the first one.
And the delay in the haircut doesn't.
There's no delay. According to Rabbanan, you don't have to do it. No problem. He's finished it. According to Rabbanan, it's over and done with. He can party now and drink wine. He can sip his wine now. He's finished. According to Eliezer, he's not finished. He's still another. So it starts over again. But what does English Hakana mean? No correction? Why not? Rabbi Yezra has a correction, a long one. Rabbanon don't need a correction. The answer is, you're right. All he's saying is that according to the Rabbanon, you can't make up the mitzvah of a haircut. It's a mitzvah to do a haircut right after your Kabbalah. This guy became a Tamei Meis. He can't do the haircut now. It's meaningless.
It's interesting. The whole time we were always called, the whole thing was called Kiluach.
The Kabbalahs are called Geluach, correct?
That's
I hear what you're asking me, but I have no answer.
That's the greatest question. I'm just saying,
according to Rabbanan, Geluach is an answer. It's a mitzvah.
You're stressing something which is only L'chachila. Is there anything?
What happens to a guy who doesn't wear tzitzis one day? Is he missing anything? He's missing a lot. What?
A mitzvah he can't.
What happened to the guy didn't do lulav one day?
He's
he didn't.
Do we understand how this is not ma'akev?
Yeah, it's a mitzvah.
How do we know it's a mitzvah? How would I know?
Oh, you want to know why it is or isn't a ma'akev?
Yeah.
There's going to be a gemara on this. We haven't gotten to that sugya yet. We're quoting a sugya that's later in Uzzer. So we'll have to worry about it when we get there. There are a lot of things that are not ma'akev. I'm going to pick an example, which is a terrible example, but I'll pick it anyway. Is minyan ma'akev, or can you daven without a minyan? Should you daven with a minyan l'chatchila? Not ma'akev. You can daven without it. It's a terrible example.
That's
what I said. It's a terrible example.
There's nothing that he cannot.
He's finished his Naziris. He can put his badge on, I voted today. I finished the zeros today. If he does that, he missed the whole point of the zeros. Dr. Rush. Hakol Maidim Shem Kiddush Tzar B'dam Ein L'Takana. Hakol Maidim Rav Shmuel. The Pligi B'nitma B'yayim Gidl Tzar. Came to me during the hair growing days. Shem Kiddush Tzar B'dam. Klemish. Nizrik Dam K'benaitzav. His hair was still holy, hadn't been cut off yet, and he became Tamei Meis. Died to Kaidim Geluach. Because it said, V'kidesh Roisha B'yayimahu, right? It said he sanctifies his hair, meaning he cuts his hair that is sanctified off on that day. The Gidl Star Mikri Kedusha. Gadash Yeh Gadl Parasar Roisha. The title refers to the growing of the hair as Kedusha. Kadosh Yeh Gadol Parasar Roshai, V'Kidesh Es Roshai Bayoy Mahu. Twice, the Torah refers to the hair as an item of Kedusha. We now think, he will be stuck in his ears forever. The kibbutz shenit ma'akas vikas dam kaidem shegilach lo yuchel legaleach kaidem nun, what is it? Nun, what does he say? Beloy havas carbon, he changes it. You can't be megaleach without bringing a carbon, and you brought the carbon already. You can't bring two carbonas for the same nazirus. He says, taglachas ma'akas dafila heim yukabin noisim asa lishtas yahim v'letamil ha'meitzim achi galeach. The minim will come on perigimel, and the next perik, perigimel minim. I'm sorry, it's not the next perik. Im shenizrik olavechem and adamim nitma. Rabbi Eliezer emesoy sirakoil. Rabbi Eliezer says it starts over again. He hasn't finished his naziris. Uparuk will come on. Right. The Amar Rabbi Eliezer kol hakam aloy say nesoy sir. The rest gives us an thing what the Gemara is going to say later that we don't need for this Gemara, but it's true. The Rush says the Gemara there asked the question. Rabbi Eliezer says elsewhere that if you became tummy on day 31, you don't have to redo the Naziris. And here he says, if you became tummy after the carbon, which is on day 31, you have to redo the Naziris. So the Gemara answers, you don't have to redo 30 days. You have to wait till at the end of Tumas Meis and re-bring your Karbanos with Giluach. That's what the Gemara answers there. So when it says Saiser, doesn't mean start again. It means do a 7-day count and redo your kabbalas. So that's the Gemara's kash here. Redo your kabbalas. What's the problem? Not in the middle. This is a 7-day redo. He never takes a haircut. The answer is, the kivut shehevi kabbanaisav, nistalik nizirusai beloy nigluach. You finished. La filim yigalach, ikur mitzvahs giluach dekrua bottom tar. The mitzvah is that you're tar to do a giluach. If a guy's tummy mace and he cuts his hair, it's meaningless. The einasaiser kadelakai mitzvahs giluach batara. And when it says, einasaiser, meaning it's not saiser, means there's no way to do it again. Rabbi Shmuel both agree that at this point, according to the Rabbanon, there's nothing to do. You finished the Naziris, it's over and done with. You didn't do the Mitzvahs Giluach. Fine, do tshuva. But that's it. We're not supposed to say it now. We don't talk about tshuva. No, he does his own haircut. I think. I might learn differently, but I think it's the guy that he does his own haircut. Or anybody.
He can't do his own haircut.
Why not? Some people that give themselves a haircut. No? You don't think so? Fine. His wife doesn't know. She doesn't. She can't come into that.
No, I thought he's doing it at when he's bringing the korban.
He does. But doesn't say anything that the kohen has to do it. I don't remember. My memory's not so good. I don't remember it saying that a kohen has to do the haircut. Well, he's doing his haircut. Where does he do it? It's a whole big shiloh later on. Later on in Masechta, the Gemara will discuss where this haircut's done. Because the pasuk wants him to send the hair under where he cooks the shlamim. So he doesn't cook the shlamim in the azara. He cooks the shlamim.
It's cooked in water when he cooks.
A guy eats shlamim, right? Who's going to eat this korbanos? There's a chatas, ayla, and shlamim. Chatas, chayarim eat. Ayla, no one eats. And shlamim, the owner eats. Now, he can prepare it any way he wants to.
Where's that meat?
In your shalayim. You don't say it's a mekalim every day. Shalamim kachem kalim, v'nechol v'chol yir, v'chol adam, v'chol macho, v'shnei yamim v'lai lechol. Then it's a mekalim. You obviously skipped that.
That was far.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
I mean, I think it's everybody. Don't worry. I'm still hurt from what he said. Okay, so he's trying to say
it. Yes. I don't mean personal. I just
said that I'm a Kabbalist. No, Rebbe, if you're giving Mussar, don't take it back.
I honestly used to skip Kabbalist. About 40 years ago, A guy saw me skip 40 years ago. A guy met me skipping Karbanos. He said, why are you skipping Karbanos? I said, because I never said it in yeshiva. He said, you're out of yeshiva. The halacha in Shulchan Aruch says to say Karbanos. Why are you skipping Karbanos? He asked me that question. Why are you skipping Karbanos? Give me a guy, a regular person, a younger man, said to me, why can you explain to me your hatred to skip Karbanos? Whatever the yeshiva does, he's not criticizing yeshiva. But what hatred do you as an individual now who's out of yeshiva, who's diving in a shul, have to skip Karbanos? He said, if you can explain it to me, I'll understand. I couldn't explain it to him. So that day, I started saying Karbanos. Now, I can't say I never miss it. You come late, you're this, you have to skip. But, so I've been saying, that's when I started saying Ezra McClyman. And that's when I know what it says in Ezra McClyman. Because for 40 years, by and large, not every day, I say Karbanos. Takes an extra 5 to 7 minutes. And it's worth my while. I do it here, by the way, when I can. Depending on when Nate says, can't do Karbanos before Elisha Shachar. So, in the winter here, Elisha Shachar is like 9 o'clock in the morning, not quite. But it gets as late as 6:45. I'm in the middle of the year already. Whoa, this year. But in the days like today, I come here 10 minutes early and I say Karbanos. I hope I never paskin by reading Karbanos, you know what I mean? There's a lot more shilas than there are in Karbanos that I read every morning. But again, I tell you, somebody gave me Mustard 40 years ago. He told me. The guy stopped me and he asked me a question. I still remember where I was sitting. I was skipping Karbanos, and I was learning, of course. The guy came to me and said, why are you learning now? Why aren't you saying Karbanos? I said, Karbanos? I haven't said Karbanos. Except for a Rosh Hashanah Kippur, you know what I mean?
All that being said, why do so many
minyanim
not give people enough time to say
Karbanos? I don't know. In Shemesh they give you 5 minutes. In Chassidish shows, they give 10 minutes. They give 10 minutes. But Pesukim Zimra goes a little faster, so it balances out at the end of the day. But, I dive in a lake when I go, I dive in a Chassidish minyan. I mean, not Chassidish people, but it's a Chassidish show. And Brachos is 7 o'clock. And Kaddish is 7:10. And what's the name again? And the Baruch Hu is at 7:22, 7:23.
Wasn't Rabbi
saying
before Ashri by Mincha?
I do.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I say it by Mincha too. The same Shulchan Aruch. But there it says Nagu. It's not as much of a Chiyah by Mincha. We're going to go through the issue. But I tried to. Again, I tried to. Yeah, I tried. Say Karbanos. Again, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's in the book. You know what I mean? I'm not giving mussar to anybody else. I myself didn't do it, so somebody gave me mussar. I was mekabel as mussar. So he gets schar for all the Karbanos I've done in the last 40 years. He gets part of the schar. He gave me mussar. He's right. He's right. I was a younger man. I was a young guy.
What was he doing looking at? How did he know you didn't say
Karbanos? He diving next to me or 2 feet away from me, you know what I mean? He saw me say Brachos. He saw me get... I skipped Arkada, of course. That's skipped, even though Shulchan Aruch says to say that also. And I went to Mekadosh Shmei Rabim and I stopped and I opened the safe. Yeah, that you can say. Past Tumas Hadeshin. Up to Tumit. You can say before I learned the Shabbat. Anyway, again, I'm not giving it. I'm just telling you what happened to me. So I didn't mean Chas V'Shalom anything personal because I could look myself in the mirror. I didn't do it either for many years. But I was mekabel the mussar, that's all.
What is the Chas?
Okay.
Does that have to be according to the
spirit? No. No. They, in fact, at the end of the day, they come and split it up.
Does he have to eat it?
No.
That's not part of the
Avodah. No, first of all, the one that did the Shechita can be a Yisrael. Shechita Mazar Kshev.
Right.
The one that does the Shechita is not necessary. It's the one that does the Zrika that does the main Avodah. But even he has no Chiyuv to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat. Every kind that eats Kachem gets a mitzvah. Not Chiyuv is Kachem. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chanina. Nazir shekalu layamav, like alatuma, Here we go into this shaila. He finished his 30 days. For whatever reason, he didn't bring his kabbalas on day 31. Makes no difference what the reason is. So he's in the extended portion of his naziris. So if he becomes tameh, bebezid, he gets malchus. But if he takes a haircut and drinks wine, he doesn't get malchus. He's not allowed to, but there's no lav. Why? What's the difference? Maishna tumah delaki. Why do we say he gets malchus for tumah even though he finished his 30 days? Damekra kol yemei azira l'Hashem. All the days that he's in azir, the rabbis yamim. What is kol yemei? To include the day shel acham alayis that are after the 30 days ki yamim shel lifnei alayis. The kol yemei. What do you mean kol yemei? Yemei is azira l'Hashem. What's kol yemei? That tell me even the extended days, there's a lav of making himself tamei. The kol at the extended days. What? He didn't bring it. He's not finished.
This has nothing to do with...
It's a new thing.
No, what I'm saying is nothing to do with the books we just had.
No, nothing.
Because he didn't bring kabbalah.
Yeah, he didn't bring kabbalah.
Nothing to
do. But he became tamei, he gets a lav because it says, kol yemei azira l'Hashem, tar lo yava reishai. I'm sorry, just exactly it. It says, call you may there too. The days after 30 should have the same love. Vesu, call you may Nizrai, Mikolashi Yasim, Gevin Ayayan. By wine, it also says, call you may. So, Manachak, how do you have the love of Tuma from the word kol? It says kol by Tuma, it says kol by Taglakas, it says kol by Yayin. Why is Tuma any different than the other two? Zakti Gemara, Shaini Hacha, Damarachma, Vitime Reish Nizrai, Mish Nizrai, Talilai Bereishai. The Torah says, Time Reish Nizrai. When a guy becomes Tuma, he calls it the head of his Naziris. What called the head? Batime Nizrai. So tell me that there's an extra issur of Tumah as long as he didn't take the haircut yet, which means he didn't bring the kabbanas. Whereas, by the other two, it's not toilet, not from the kol. If it were from the kol, all three would be equal. It's from the extra pasuk Batime Reish Nizrai. Frekti Gemara Meisvei. Nazir Shekolu LaYamav, the Braisa says, Asa L'Galeach, V'lish Tisyayin, V'litame L'Meisim. V'Megilach, V'Shaseyayin, V'Nitme L'Meisim, Harizeh, Seifik Yishakoyim. The Braisa says clearly, all three are created equal, and he gets Malkos. So there goes the difference. The Man Yamin that wanted to make the difference is slugged up. Dr. Rush. Not just a kol yom, but show me made his Jerusalem a dying lehavi kabbanas that we didn't bring his kabbanas. Like a latuma, Abba B sayin a sreitzer for the midrabanan. El b'yayim lamed aleph, even though it's not sreitzer, al b'yayim lamed beis ain a sreitzer for the akilayka, even though he won't be sreitzer because he finished, but still he gets malchus. Lame kol koy mizir l'Hashem aneves meis leyavai, the chol ribu yavil yam shlachem aleis. If Amar Achvana, the team may rise in Israel, Misha Nazir is Talib Raisai. Klaimar, Shishum will remain in Jerusalem, the Eloi Nazir is not Talib Raisai. All that's left is he didn't take a haircut, so like Gilah Hadai and Musra Al Toma. Me, maybe you could be nice of, like my Achayv, the Madame Taklakas, like my Akla. Obviously, according to the Madame, says you don't have to do Taklakas, right? As soon as you finish your carpet, it's over. Mikli Shapin Raisai Talib Raisai, Abish Lahavi Kabinaisav, he said, "Ain't begufay lazizel taglachas." The Rush has a problem. Why is the Torah making it dependent on taglachas if you don't even have to do taglachas?
According to that,
but the Rush, because that's the only thing a person has to do. Meaning, he doesn't bring the kabbanas are brought by somebody else. The only thing you do to yourself is taglachas. So therefore, it refers to kabbanas as taglachas, even though really. The kabbalas is what counts and not the taglachas according to one man the other. And therefore the Torah refers to the Reish because that's what the mitzvah you have on yourself. That's what the Reish says.
But you said someone else could do it for him anyhow.
But it's done to his body. Kabbalas are not done to his body.
Yeah, but you're also shluchei.
Again, kabbalas are not done. I say again, it's not done to his body.
You really say it's not enough? He did that to his hair. He didn't take a haircut all this time.
Reish says haircut is something a person does that does it happens to his body.
I'm getting an impression that 30 days of growth is unusual.
Again, it's not, it makes no difference.
Yeah.
We're dealing with why the Mishnah refers to Karbanos as Taglachas if you don't have to do Taglachas. That's what the Rosh is coming to answer. You don't even have to do Taglachas. So why is the Mishnah constantly referring to my own ass to yesterday?
This question was asked 10 minutes ago by someone.
But yesterday by someone.
No, by someone here.
You. Now, you asked it yesterday. I know.
Yeah,
yesterday.
All today,
not 10 minutes ago.
That's right.
Yesterday.
No,
you asked, why are we calling Kabbalah Taglacha?
No. It was
especially we don't even have to do Taglacha.
Rambam Pirish Mishnah.
What did I say?
Rambam Pirish Mishnah.
I don't remember the answer he said. Did he say an answer?
He said that the first Mishnah we had that about
right, that it means Kabbalah is true, but he, the question is why do we call it that when it's not even Ma'akov?
The question was asked, sir, not just from the Rebbe's smartest.
Maybe you asked me a little bit.
It was said today, 8 minutes
yesterday
ago.
Is right today. You're right. You might have.
What's that?
And the Rush says the answer is because it's something done to the person's body, even though it's not Ma'akov. Even though it's not Ma'akov. Fine. Look at the Mishnah. We're going to start it. We're not going to get too far. Hareini Nazir, the Sheheli Ben. Guy says he wants to become a Nazir when he has a son. The Nazir Meiyim. And he's a Nazir 100 days. So listen to what the guy did. First he said Nazir when he has a son, which means as soon as the son is born, he goes right to the son's Naziris. Then he said he wants to be a Nazir 100 days. Right? So his son's born on day 20. We had it, yes, we had it, but he wants to be a Nazir for 30 days, and then his son is born in the middle. Here he wants to be a Nazir for 100 days. You're going to say, what's the difference? We'll find out in one line. Yes? No, there the question was, did he become a Nazir right away? He said he wants to be a Nazir after 20 days, and now 100 days. And 100 days can't finish before 20, so maybe he means 100 after the 20. Did he bring it down? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But not only bad at 7 yom, why have to close? Big finish here. The son's born any time before day 70. He can count the two Naziris in simultaneous. He can count his son's 30-day Naziris and his 100-day Naziris simultaneous. Because it's included. He can do simultaneous Naziris. Why, how, what, when? Tomorrow morning.